Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to The Love Code. Thank you for joining me for this hour of inspirational conversations. I created the show because I wanted to have an opportunity to invite people as my guests on the show who will uplift and transform, inspire, and offer healing. This is the time, the age, the moment in the world where we really need to remember who we are. We need to know who we are, what is possible, and how we can really create a life that's filled with meaning and service. So the Love Code is a place where hopefully you will visit every week and leave feeling inspired and uplifted and possibly even healed on many levels. So thank you so much for joining me. For all of you who may be listening for the very first time, I'd like to personally give you a big heartfelt welcome to the show. If you would like to receive the archives of the show, then go to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know. That's What Women Must Know. Or you can opt into my newsletter on my website, which is drcherylselman.com. Because I then send these archive shows out to you. If you opt into my newsletter, it goes into your inbox. And if you like me over at What Women Must Know on my Facebook page, then they get posted there on a weekly basis. And I have another show on Progressive Radio Network called What Women Must Know. So if you either like me on my Facebook page or opt into my newsletter, then you will receive both of my shows. And really, honestly, you want to do that because I have fantastic guests that inspire me on a weekly basis, and I am sure you will be equally inspired by listening to their amazing stories and information and wisdom that they're sharing. And we have a great conversation today, all the way from Honolulu, Hawaii. So aloha to everyone. Aloha to my guests, Orlena Wong and Patrick Sambueno. We're going to be talking about how a spiritual path can transform your life. And my two wonderful guests today have some inspirational stories that they will be sharing. Let me just share a little bit about Orlena and Patrick, who are the co-directors of the Tao Center of Hawaii. And we'll talk a little bit about that because if you are ever visiting Honolulu, you must go visit the center there. It's an extraordinary place. I was very privileged to be at the official opening, and we had a wonderful time and was really blessed by this very special place and this very special time of being really, the whole ceremony was blessing this new center. So first of all, let me share a little bit about my guest. Orlena Wong is a native of Honolulu and a graduate of the University of Southern California in business. She owns and operates the largest youth hostel in Hawaii for international travelers from around the world. In addition to running her business, she is a certified master teacher and Tao calligraphy teacher for the academy, for the Tao Academy in Hawaii. She is the co-director and spiritual leader for Master Shah Tao Center in Honolulu. Her purpose and passion in life is to make others happier and healthier through simple and effective meditation practices that uplift, rejuvenate, and heal the soul, heart, mind, and body. And Patrick Sambueno is a certified master teacher of the Tao Academy and one of the leading teachers at Master Shah Tao Center in Honolulu. He is also the co-director and business manager of the center and has held this role since 2017. His path as a Tao practitioner began in 2011, and he has used the teachings and practices set forth by Master Shah to enhance all aspects of his life. He has now dedicated his life to teaching others how they can incorporate this knowledge and practical techniques to embody the essence of overall health and happiness. So it's my great pleasure to welcome Orlena and Patrick to the show today. Hello.
Aloha, Dr. Cheryl.
Hello, hello, aloha, Dr. Cheryl. It is a great honor to be on the show today. Thank you for inviting us. We're very, very grateful.
Well, aloha to both of you, and it's wonderful that you have made the time in your busy lives to be with us today, and I'm so happy you are available and here with us, because you both have inspirational stories and experiences of how following a spiritual path can transform your life. You know, I've had many people as guests on my show who are involved and have been profoundly impacted by the teachings and experience of healing with Master Shah. I've had Master Shah on the show, but this isn't just about talking about the work and the spiritual path through Master Shah. This is understanding how the spiritual path that you are drawn to, that anyone is drawn to, will improve the quality, purpose, and mission of your life. So it's finding upliftment in the way that works best for you. There are many paths, many, many paths to connecting to our spirit, connecting to our soul. For those who may be listening to the first time, the reason why I have had so many people who have been impacted and changed and healed through the teachings of Master Shah is because I had a personal experience of attending several retreats, seeing amazing transformations and healings happen. And one of the earlier interviews several weeks ago now with Master Shah on the line was with one of my very best friends who lives in Honolulu, who had a very debilitating condition that no one could find a solution for, no doctor. She talked to the leading experts in Hawaii, on the mainland. Nobody could help her deal with this very serious fluctuating blood pressure anomaly, very high blood pressure, very low, sometimes within the same hour. And Master Shah at the retreat that she was at and I was at in Honolulu did a very special healing blessing for her. And from that time on to right now, she's a changed woman, totally healed, blood pressure totally stable. It's like it never happened. She's back into her life again, living it fully, because she was extremely debilitated when she was having this condition. So that was a miracle. That was a miracle. So I'm so grateful to the teachings of Master Shah, to have so many of his dedicated students on the show, and thrilled that I can share this with all my listeners. Just so we are uplifted. We're uplifted in knowing there is a power to heal. So having said that, Patrick, I'd like to start with you in our conversation, because you're father is an example of someone who was not at all open to any of this, and you have a great story to share of what has happened to your dad and how he has received a healing and transformation in his health.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Cheryl. It's an honor to be on your show, and thank you for sharing your experience as well as your beloved friend's experience as well. We're very happy to hear that she's doing so well. And again, thank you for allowing us to share our stories coming all the way from Hawaii. We bring the aloha and the sunshine to all of your listeners. But it's a very warm feeling that I have when I recall you mentioned my father, and it has, you know, Master Shah, I started off about 7 years ago, 8 years ago now, not as a very spiritual person. And I was very, into my own life, like all, everybody else is. And through the teachings and the practical techniques that I followed with Master Shah, it made me realize that that there was something that was missing in my life, and it enabled me to actually connect with that purpose in life, which was to actually open my heart and help others. I was very self-centered when I first came to Master Shah's teaching, and his teachings allowed me to open myself up to there's something more in life than just, you know, going about the busy days that we have, and kind of looking past that into something else that we have. And you mentioned my father, and he was very much the same. I am my father's son, and you know, when I think I was on this path for about a little less than a year, and I was having such a profound experience just doing these practices and opening my heart to some of the teachings that Master Shah embodies. And, you know, I was telling my father, who was going through some health challenges, that, you know, you really should, you know, see about doing some of these practices. At the time, we had just opened up the first center here in Hawaii. And, you know, my father was, first of all, you know, my father was very, you know, very proud man, did not want to admit that he was going through some health challenges. But, you know, as it started to progress, it became very evident that something was very wrong with him. And, he was having trouble walking. He had walking with a cane. He had a back brace. And, you know, he was going to numerous doctors who were trying to figure out what was wrong with him. And many of them said, you know, it's maybe you have, you know, some, advanced stage of some conditions with your spine or your hip or your knees, you know, all the things that, you know, my father now is almost 80 years old. And so, you know, some of the things that happen to all of us, as we advance with age. And, you know, I actually invited my father over to the center, for our grand opening. And, you know, he was very, very close-minded. He wasn't a very spiritual person. He was very, you know, very, we call it the square mind, where you think, you know, these alternative routes for healing, are not going to work. So he just said, no, absolutely not. Thank you so much for inviting me, but, you know, I it's not for me. I'm not going to even set foot in there. And so, you know, I lovingly just said, well, thank you. You know, when the time is right, I'm all, you know where the center is. And so, so we left it at that. But like I said, his condition started to progress. And it got to a point where it was really, really serious, and he was beginning to feel very depressed and worried because the doctors, Western medicine, could not figure out what was going on with him. And so he finally opened up, and Master Shah was actually doing a visit, not on this island. We're currently in Honolulu, Hawaii, which is on the island of Oahu. But Master Shah was traveling to the big island, the island of Hawaii, the one with the volcano, and he was doing a special session there. And so I convinced my father and my mother to at least give it a try. Master Shah at the time was doing personal consultations for people that wanted to meet with him privately. And my father, what opened my father's heart was there's a video on YouTube that Master Shah was at the UN, UN Assembly in New York City, and he had received an award from the Martin Luther King, commemorative award for his humanitarian efforts. And he was doing a demo at the time with a police chief of Newark, and during that healing session, the police chief also was debilitated and had to walk with a cane. And after the healing session, he said, He was walking around. He couldn't believe it. He was literally very emotional. And at the end of the video, he said, "Does anybody want to buy my cane?" And so I sent that video to my father. And I from a son's heart, I said, "You know, Dad, you know, what have you got to lose? You know, watch this video. You know, I'm not saying, you know, we're not promising anything, but maybe you should look at trying to see, you know, visit Master Shah and see what he says." And so my father watched the video. Anybody can go on YouTube and pull it up. It's a very touching story about how Master Shah helped heal this police chief from Newark. And my father was amazed, and he said, "Okay, well, what do I have to lose?" And they booked their tickets and went to see Master Shah. And so as soon as they walked in, and for people that don't know, you know, we all have some kind of intuition, or we call it channels that are open. Master Shah has a what they call a spiritual channel that is open, where he can read you and see things that, you know, some others that may not have their channels as open can see. And so upon looking at my father, upon immediately meeting him, he said, you have a brain tumor. And my father was kind of taken aback because he had never been diagnosed with a brain tumor. No, none of the doctors had said he had a brain tumor. And so he said, really? Because no one's ever told me that. And Master Shah says, I see that you have a brain tumor, and I'm not here to diagnose. You can go back. When you go back to Oahu, you can go to see a neurologist and see what it is. But I'm seeing, through my spiritual eye that you have a problem with your brain, and that's what's affecting your walking ability and your balance. And so what Master Shah did was he said, I see that, this may cause you some problems in 2 years, so you really should get it checked out. And then Master Shah did his own spiritual healing. He offered my father some healing blessings, much similar to the ones that your beloved friend received, and also gave some other things from my father to practice. This is the beauty of what Master Shah does, is he not only gives you the opportunity to receive blessings, but he also gives you the wisdom and practical techniques that you can practice on your own. Master Shah's whole mantra is that we all have the power to heal ourselves, but it's up to us if we want to take control of our own healing and rejuvenation. And so with that, my father, who was so amazed, he went back and sure enough went to a neurologist, and the neurologist, they did some medical examinations on him, CAT scans, MRIs, etc. And they found that he had a brain tumor, and that it was affecting the part of his brain that was affecting his motor skills. And so my dad was so amazed about this, because he said, well, that's exactly what Master Shah said. And so he said, well, Master Shah has given me some practices and some blessings, so I better practice. In the meantime, Master Shah is a Western-trained medical doctor receiving his license to practice medicine in China. He's also a doctor of traditional Chinese medicines, along with also being a Grand Master. The reason why we call him Master Shah, the title Master, is given to him as a Grand Master of Tai Chi, some of the ancient disciplines, Tai Chi, Qigong, Feng Shui, I Ching, Qigong, and Kung Fu. My father was amazed, and he said, I better start doing these practices that Master Shah gave to me. And so he started doing the practices, but he did schedule the neurologist said is, if you don't get it operated on, if we don't go in and we don't operate in and attempt to take it out, you will probably be really, really affected within 2 years, exactly what Master Shah had told my father. And so my father scheduled the appointment to have the operation. But in the meantime, he was doing the practices that Master Shah had shown him, and was doing it very, very religiously. He really felt the need to take control that, I actually have, through Master Shah, have a ability to take part in my own healing along with what Western medicine was giving him. And so he practiced very, very diligently until his operation. And right before the operation, of course, the doctors have to tell you, the good, and as well as they have to be full disclosure and say, you probably will be about, at best, reach 75% of recovery. So you probably get to 75% of what you were before this tumor started to affect you. And so my father said, as long as I'm alive and I can still live, and so again, my father's still practicing diligently. And then he went into the operation, and it was a successful operation. It went really well. I myself, I'm so thankful and grateful to all the doctors and technicians and all the nurses that helped him. But what the doctor actually told my mother and myself after the operation was so amazing, was that the doctor said, this was one of the easiest operations that I've ever done. So what happened was, through my father's practicing and Master Shah's blessing, it had actually it had actually decreased the size of the brain tumor. And so basically what the doctor said was when they went in, the tumor was just resting on his brain to the point where he said, I literally could have scooped it up with a spoon and lifted it out. And he said it was 100% success. We'll have to see about his recovery, but I just wanted to let you know that it went very well. It's very, you know, it's very uncommon to see a tumor shrink without any treatment and then go in and have it that easy, in his opinion, how easy it was to take it out. And so my father, within 2 weeks, had regained 85% of his mobility. He has, you know, and as you can imagine, he became a very devout believer in what Master Shah was saying. And currently now my father continues to practice. He also has really embodied what Master Shah has given is to spread this wisdom and spread, you know, the title, you know, the title of this series is about love. And now my father goes around, he goes to all the care homes in Honolulu, he goes to preschools, and he teaches people to sing a very special song that embodies love, peace, and harmony. And so he has now been following Master Shah's practices for going on 6 or 7 years now, and you know, very, very strong, and you know, it's just a testimonial to when you open your heart to these things and you open your heart to any of the possibilities that are out there, how amazing things could happen for you. But the key is to just open your heart to love and spreading that love. So I'm very, very grateful to Master Shah for what he has done for my father. You know, he's actually, my father has had some other health issues that came down, but every single time Master Shah has been there to offer blessings, to give him more practices to do, and I'm very happy to say that, you know, this year my father will, you know, is on his way to his 80th birthday. So very, very happy, and I cannot thank Master Shah, you know. So thank you so much, Dr. Cheryl, for allowing me to share this special story about my father and how, you know, going on the path of spirituality is not just about being a spiritual person. It's about enhancing all aspects of your life, whether it's your health, your emotional well-being, your mental health, as well as, you know, your relationships, you know, all aspects of your life. If you just embody some of these spiritual aspects that Master Shah teaches, it can and could enhance your life as well. So thank you so much, Dr. Cheryl.
Well, thank you. Patrick, that was so inspiring. You know, first of all, it was just a wonderful story about your dad and how, even though he was a skeptic, it through his own health challenges was, in a sense, forced to look into other possibilities. But the most inspiring thing, aside from the incredible story of this tumor shrinking and just kind of being ready to be scooped out, which is phenomenal, that does not happen. That's not an unusual thing at all. But the fact that through all of this, your dad has found a way to have more meaning in his life, more purpose, to share the love, make a difference. And it must bring him such joy now to be able to go and work with these children and sing love, peace, and harmony, and just be this radiant being of love.
Yes, absolutely. You should see his demeanor and his face. He totally changes into a different person. And you know, you mentioned, you know, there's a lot of people, if not all of us, are searching for a purpose in our life. You know, and you know, for my father, who you know, is you know, has lived a very you know, a very fruitful life. You know, he's like I said, he's going on 80 years old. But you know, at that point in your life, you know, a lot of people retire. My dad's been retired for over 20 years, and he kind of was just kind of going through life and kind of trying to figure out where he was going, what would be my legacy, and, you know, how can I move forward? You know, what is my purpose at this point in my life? And what he has found, exactly what you said, he has found a purpose to help other people, to bring this joy into people. When he's at the care homes, these people, you know, people at the care homes, you know, they're at that stage in their life where, you know, maybe they have some really challenging health issues, or they're just kind of on the tail end and stuff. And what my father really brings joy into his life is to bring joy into their lives. And he's very adamant. He goes to two or three care homes twice a week, and then also brings the joy and the love to these children in preschool. And so you kind of look at two ends of the spectrum of human life, you know, these preschool children just starting off and these other people that are at the tail end of their lives. And he has bridged that gap to bring love, peace, and harmony to them. And it has really allowed him to flourish in his own life. And you can just really see his heart and wide open and the joy in his heart that he has found a purpose to, to make a difference in other people's lives as well. So,
you know, what a beautiful way to be that stage of your life, to be so filled with that sense of purpose and being able to make a difference. And it must also be so transforming for your family, Patrick, that, you know, your dad's opened up. You know, it's not just about following a teacher. It's about opening your heart, and when you do that, it transforms all relationships. So it just must be a wonderful family gathering that you have when you all get together.
It really is, Dr. Shira. You hit it right on the nail head. You know, it's my father grew up in a for lack of a better term, a rough part of the neighborhood in Hawaii. You know, his father was very strict, and so my father grew up in a challenging neighborhood, and coming from that neighborhood, he was always a little tough, a little rough around the edges, so to speak. You know, very loving. You know, my father always gave me a lot of love, but there was always something, you know, that shield that he brought up around his heart. You know, it was kind of like brought it up just from his upbringing, that he couldn't show emotions. You know, he didn't want to show any emotions. And what this has done, you know, at this point in his life, has really opened his heart. You know, he has really to see my father just tell me that he loves me, you know, you know, how much I mean to him. And, you know, I have to admit, because of his upbringing and, you know, my upbringing, we had some challenges in our own relationship as a father and son. And what the teachings of Master Shah has done has opened both our hearts to each other. And we have nothing but love for each other now. We have nothing but for, you know, whatever happened, in the past, it is all forgiven. You know, Master Shah teaches, you know, you cannot have love in your life if you don't have forgiveness, and you can't have forgiveness in your life if you don't have love. You must have both of them. And, you know, through Master Shah, what he has done is he has actually created that bridge between my father's heart and my own heart that has really brought us closer together at this stage in our lives. And I'm so grateful, because, you know, a lot of people that come to our center actually have these relationship challenges, with their father or their mother or their significant other or their siblings or coworkers or whatever it is. But, you know, Master Shah says, you know, love melts all blockages and transforms all life. And I look back on that basic one sentence teaching and how it has been such a significant factor in creating that stronger bond between my own father and myself, that I will be eternally grateful to Master Shah for.
That's beautiful, because there is no greater gift than to have your heart open to your parents and vice versa, to be able to share love. That's such a gift in this lifetime to have received for both of you.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, how beautiful. Yeah. Well, oh, thank you so much for sharing. That's a beautiful story. And say hi to your dad for me. Love to meet
I
him.
Will.
Next time in Honolulu. He's yes, he's an, I'm sure, an inspiring man. So
yes,
I look forward
is.
To that.
He inspires me every day.
So, yeah. How special is that? How blessed you both are. Okay, Arlena, let's talk to you a little bit because your story is totally different. How you have found your spiritual path, and I guess it all started by getting your business degree in University of Southern California. So tell us your story.
Thank you so much, Dr. Charlotte. It was just amazing just to be able to hear the story again once from Patrick and just that whole journey that they went through, and I was right there with them. And it never ceases to amaze me, you know, all of the healing transformations that have occurred for me, my loved ones, our family, and for me in this next case, I will share with you for my business. I mean, you wouldn't think like, okay, healing, you know, most of the time, like for people when they have pain or chronic, you know, illness, you know, you think of the regular healing. You wouldn't think of like a normal healing for your business. And I think, you know, for me being a business owner now, running my business since 2001, this makes almost 18 years now running my business as a sole proprietor for one of the largest international youth hostels here in Honolulu, Hawaii. You know, it's a very busy place. We accommodate up to 300 people every day from around the world who come to look for inexpensive lodging and accommodations where they can just be on a budget, and still be able to explore the islands. And it has been really a full-on journey running this business. And I will say when I first started, I was right out of college and I began to, you know, settle in into the family business. And that journey was not an easy journey. It was almost like I was forced into it. And it had helped me to learn and to grow a lot and to learn to think fast on my feet and how to troubleshoot and take out a lot of fires, which I was doing on a day-to-day basis, just trying to, you know, keep the business afloat, trying to manage the day-to-day operations of, you know, basically running a small-size hotel and just coming straight from a university and now going into the real-world life. And so it was a big change, like completely 360 degrees all the way around. And I would say for the first 10 years of running that business, I was in a place where it just completely had me worn out. I was at the point where I was so stressed every day, just going into my job, going into my work, and just knowing what issue is going to be today or what incident is going to happen today. So in a place that has filled with so much drama from every aspect of the employee aspect to the management level and even to the customer experience, there was always some type of incident. And I can tell you, I would have a binder full in the year of just of incidences that would happen on regular everyday occurrences. And my life was like this for 10 years, just going running myself, you know, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, working nights, weekends, whatever it did to take to just keep things moving. And I got to that place where I said, you know, I just really can't do this anymore. And, you know, I'm here at my early 30s, and I'm at the point where I can't do it. And I'm almost at the moment of wanting to give up and really looking at my life and saying, is this the life I really want to do? And I started seeking out acupuncture treatment because I was so stressed, and the only thing that I could find relief or some rejuvenation to heal my body, because the stress was starting to affect my physical health and I was having some physical issues in my body, I went to acupuncture treatment. And my acupuncture doctor at that time says, you know, you've been coming to see me for about a year right now, and there's really not much more I can do for you. But, you know, I would like to refer you to this center. And at that time, it was Master Pam. And she says, I think, you know, maybe she can help you, because where I'm at is like, I can only help you to so much. But I think what you need, Orlena, is you need to take your healing to another level. So at that moment, I really didn't have anything to lose. I gave the person a call.
you know, she's one of the founding mothers of the Hawaii centers here, also known as Master Pam. And she had guided me when I first met her to do some very powerful practices, and along with introducing to me some very practical things that I could do in my everyday life. And she says, one of the first things she says is, there's a very special song that was given to Master Shah, which Master Shah, you know, is sharing with humanity. It's called the Soul Song of, or Love Song of Love, Peace, and Harmony. And, you know, you can play this wherever you go. And, you know, maybe you can play it in your workplace, because I understand your working place is an environment that has, you know, a lot of stress and there's lots of challenges. But you can play it in your workplace, Orlena. You can play it at home. You can play it when you're driving. Wherever you go, it actually can help you to uplift your spirit. It may help you to relax and to feel more peaceful. And I just remember I saw the CD and I took the advice and I said, okay, what do I have to lose? I'll go ahead and I'll play it at my business. So I played it in my office and I played a little bit gently in my lobby. And I noticed completely as soon as I started playing this song, not only did I start to feel more peaceful in a place where I was always stressed, I started in my heart, I was like, okay, something with this song is very special, because it was four simple lines, and the lines are so simple. It's, I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. And just those four magical lines or those sentences really touched my heart, because it was a song of bringing harmony to the world. And I noticed when I started playing it in my workplace, the energy started shifting. You know, just as like many have maybe know, like in the East, they have like feng shui, like where you place your objects in your home, you know, stuck energy, you need to have the energy flowing. I started noticing just from this song, my energy in my workplace started flowing, and it just started seeming like things were more smooth. Things seemed a little more harmonized as I was going into work. It was like people were getting along more. I could just feel the light around my place, which is something that I've never experienced in my first initial 10 years. And I was like, wow, well, this is pretty fascinating, just being able to come to work and people are smiling. And, you know, my managers were being kind and we were not arguing or having, you know, our challenges as we normally did on a day-to-day basis. And they were kind of like, yeah, Orlena, what's this song? And I would share a little bit about them and you know, and just kind of moving on our everyday life. But then what I really found out was, what was pretty phenomenal, which I was not expecting, was within 48 hours of playing the song, I get a call out of the blue from a school director of a university from Colorado. And so we're just making talk, and she's like, oh, you know, I found you on Google, you know, found you on an internet search, and one of our group contracts just fell through, and it just fell through like a few days ago, and we're looking to house and accommodate all of our students to another facility. And I'm thinking, okay, well, sure. Did you want to come and check out our facility and see if our place is, you know, somewhere that you can see all your students staying with us for the year, because she had like over 100 students and they would stay throughout the year because it was part of an exchange program. And she says, absolutely, I'm coming down right now. And I was like, okay. So I meet her that day and she comes down immediately and she's looking around my building and she's like, I show her a couple of the rooms, I show her the facilities, I show her that comes with breakfast and, you know, we're open, you know, full service and here are the rates. And she's just looking around, and she's like, I love it. And you know what? I can see all my students staying here because I don't know what it is, but the energy here feels so good. And I was like, wow, well, thank you. And right then at that moment, she says, she gives me a credit card, and she's like, I would like to hold 100 rooms. And I'm like, and these kind of things just do not happen to me out of the blue. And she's paying me, she's giving me her credit card already. And on that spot, she pays $42,000 deposit to hold up to the first block of rooms. I don't know, I think it was like 50 rooms or something like this. But she basically secures all these rooms, and we have a 10-month contract. And this was a time in 2011 when my business was really quite soft and the economy was soft and it was really slow. And she just couldn't have come at a better time. And I just was like, wow, well, that was really amazing. You know, so not only did it transform the energy, and that even people who were coming into that field of love or feeling, they don't know what they're feeling, but they just feel good. And then it actually, in a way, it turned into a huge financial blessing, if you can call that. And she secured the contract, and then within that next week, they already started sending their students, and we shut off one whole building just to be able to accommodate that contract. So that was one of the first experiences that I had with that song of love, peace, and harmony. And I just thought, okay, so not only did it help with the finances, but it also just started helping the overall frequency and vibration of the whole workplace, because everyone just started getting along more. My managers and I were a little more in sync, and, you know, the people that we were hiring were staying longer, because my normal turnover rate, because of the industry I'm in, they would easily, you know, because, you know, 3-6 months maximum was the longest I could retain our employees. And after this transition period, it was like I was being able to hire more quality people, and that they were happy, and that they stayed longer in the company. So I've had employees now with me, like some of them 13 years, my current manager going on 5-6 years, and just some of the supervisors, just so stellar, have one of the best housekeeping teams I've ever had. My maintenance department is stable, and my front desk is happier than ever. Everyone really supports each other like a family. And it was something that I could have only dreamed of back then, like thinking that these things just could not happen to me. I was just amazed at just quite a transformation. And it really, I think for me, began with me to just open my heart and then really seeing and valuing the people around me as, you know, not only just like a great, like a laborer, somebody who's coming in and working and doing a good job, but actually that I could honor and appreciate them at more of a heart-to-heart level. And I think when I had opened my heart, then that peace within my heart then became my outer world, which I then saw reflected in my company and in my organization. So that's where I really kind of began. And I couldn't tell you, Dr. Cheryl, that I was even really a spiritual person. But at that moment when I was really stressed and I didn't know where to turn to, and, you know, where the doctors were just kind of like, well, here, you know, take medication or go to treatment. I just said, well, what do I have to lose? And it really began. And since then, you know, life has had given me so much purpose and meaning, and just being able to go out and share the message of love, and that every family deserves love, every business needs love, your animals, your family, your parents, your children, everyone needs love. And when you bring this love to wherever you go, you're absolutely going to be able to change the field and the environment around you to bring love, peace, and harmony. So that was just amazing. And I just see every day how it gets even, like almost like living every day this huge, great transformation of just pure joy, and just knowing that we are on that path of our purpose, and reshifting our life's values, that really, as Master Shah has said, the purpose of life is to make others happier and healthier. And when you're doing that, that's when you find the true peace and joy in your everyday life. And so thank you for allowing me to share a little bit of that story. and that's where I kind of began. I've never looked back then. And it's been 8 years later.
Well, and now you're, you know, the co-director of this new center. So that's a fantastic story. I really appreciate you sharing that. So for people who are curious about this song, I suggest you go to this website, which is lovepeaceharmony.org. And on that website, you can actually download the song, Love, Peace, Harmony. It's translated into many, many, many languages. It's sung all over the world. And you can play. Anyone can play it anywhere if they want. It's freely available. And after your inspiring story, I think people are going to want to do it because what do they have to lose, right? It's like play the song. So, Sarlena, do you know the story of how Master Shah received that chant or that healing song? Do you know how it actually?
Yes, you know. Yes, he received it in California. You know, he was with a group of his students in the Mirror Woods. And his students at that time said, you know, Master Shah, would it be possible to, like, receive, like, a song? And Master Shah stopped for a moment and he says, okay, one moment. I'm going to connect and I'm going to see what the guidance is and what the flow is at that time. And so he just connects in his channel. And he received the message, and it came out in his native language, in Mandarin Chinese, but now it is now translated, like you shared, in many, many different languages. And it came down to those four simple lines. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. And it came down to four lines. And now, with that song, because he was guided, through, you can say, the higher source or through the flow or, you know, through that spiritual connection, however, you know, you may want to say, he was guided to then share this song with all of humanity. And the reason why this song is so special is because it carries the frequencies and vibrations of love which melts all blockages and transforms all life. It carries the vibrational field of forgiveness, which brings one inner peace and inner joy. And then it carries the vibrations of compassion. Compassion is known to boost our energy, our stamina, our vitality, and our immunity. And then the song brings so much light. And the light is what has the ability to prolong our life. It purifies our soul, our heart, our mind, and body. It can transform our health. It can transform relationships. It can transform your finance, your business. Every aspect of life. So that's why, even though this phenomena, you're playing the song, but it is carrying all of these special frequencies and bringing this light field to wherever you're going. And it just permeates and it radiates, clearing the blockages and clearing whatever those challenges, maybe the negativity that you have, maybe even in your home. You know, people sometimes they have challenging relationships in their home, in their workplace with colleagues. But it just somehow it brings this field of love. And when that negativity is bounced in a field of love, it's like those challenges just can't exist in a place that is just filled with love. And so Master Shah received this song in 2005, and he was guided to share it with all of humanity. And as you shared, now in many different languages and different countries, they're bringing it to the schools. As you heard, Patrick's father is bringing it to the nursery homes here in Hawaii. We're bringing it out to the veterans, the children. Last year, we touched upon 2,500 children here in the summer fun program. And this summer, we're going to do the same. So that song really has the ability to uplift our soul, heart, mind, and body, to help us to uplift our consciousness, to remove that negativity and bring the positive messages back into our life, to replace those really suppressed, you know, emotions of like anger or fear or sadness or depression. It's truly, I've seen it because when I go to these schools and when we're sharing this song, even the teenagers, they're just like, well, I don't know what it is, but I do feel better after singing this song. You know, they're a little bit in their macho way because they're teenagers. But, you know, I do feel better. So whatever it is, I do feel lighter and happier. So that's just the power of, like, how this song has been, you know, you know, helping people around the world to become happier and healthier, which is really the goal of our life.
That's so beautiful. You know, sound is such a powerful healer. I've had some other guests on the show who are sound healers. They're very involved with sound. We don't really truly appreciate how sound is a powerful frequency for healing, for transformation, for spiritual upliftment, generally in our culture. And then we have stories like the one you shared of just, you were just kind of naively playing this song.
Absolutely.
Right? You just like, okay, mm-hmm. I'll play it. Why not? And all of a sudden, miracles started to happen.
Yes.
And you were open and you were willing, but had no idea of the power that was there until these experiences happened. You know, that's just such a beautiful story. And as a result of that, I mean, here you and Patrick are co-directors of this new center dedicated to sharing Master Shah's teachings and healing. Do you want to say a little bit about the new center that just opened up in Honolulu?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Cheryl. Thank you, Arlena, for sharing. You know, I'm always, so inspired by that story. I can never hear it enough. And so I thank that special song that she was singing. So thank you for giving us the opportunity. Yes, we just we're happy that you were here for the grand opening of the new Tao Center here, Master Shah's Tao Center. Here in Honolulu, Hawaii, we had humble beginnings on the second floor, 1,200 square foot, serving many people throughout the 6 years that we were here, and we're very blessed to have the opportunity to move downstairs to ground floor storefront, 5,000 square foot new meditation center, and we have many meditation rooms that are available. Master Shah currently now is really, really focusing his empowerment through what he calls Tao calligraphy. And Tao calligraphy is written, for those of you who are not aware of what Tao calligraphy is, Tao calligraphy is calligraphy that is written in a very ancient style of Chinese writing that was only shared with the emperors of and their families of the Qing dynasty, and it was taught to Master Shah from his teacher because she learned it from the Taisher or the educator of the emperor of the last emperor of China, and she learned it because she grew up in the Forbidden City, and she promised the Taisher that she would never share it with anyone unless it was used for good, and so you fast forward over 90 years. She recently just passed away, but she was 108 years old. She shared it with Master Shah, and what Master Shah has incorporated into that writing is these powerful messages. So now we teach people how to embody any of the challenges that you have in any aspect of your life are due to any to negative messages that we have within ourselves that are related to the challenges. And you can look at these messages as, you know, blockages, if you will, but what these calligraphies do is that they embody these powerful positive messages such as love, forgiveness, compassion, and light, harmony, humility, flourishing. And people come to the center and they meditate within the center, and we teach two types of meditation. One is a silent meditation where you just meditate in a room that is called filled with these calligraphies surrounding that forms a field or a Dao Chong. Dao Chong, Dao is you can consider is the source or the creator. A Chong is in Mandarin Chinese is a field, so a source field that transforms all aspects of your life. And so people just sit there and they meditate within it. But we also teach movement meditation where you use some aspects of Tai Chi movement and you literally trace these calligraphies to embody and bring in that positive message within yourself. We also have a Himalayan salt globe meditation room where you just meditate with the Himalayan salt globes that are filling the room with positive ions and surrounded by these calligraphies as well. We have many other classes where you can learn how to do and become a Tao calligraphy practitioner, where we actually, Orlena is actually a Tao calligraphy master teacher, and she and her, along with the Tao calligraphy teachers here at the center, teach classes on how you too can learn how to do Tao calligraphy. And this is basically the beauty of what Master Sha does, because Master Sha not only keeps has all the wisdom and the practical techniques, but he shares it with everyone and he teaches you how to do it, rather than a typical master that we may have in our mind that keeps all the secrets to themselves. Master Sha shares it with everyone. And so Tao calligraphy is just a perfect example of how Master Sha has brought this ancient style of writing, incorporated with the positive messages, and he teaches everybody how to do Tao calligraphy to enhance your and your family and friends and loved ones' lives. And so here at the center, we're very, very excited about what the future holds. We are in in downtown Honolulu here in Hawaii. We also webcast many of our events. So if you, if many of your viewers want to join us, they can go on to drsha.com and go to the events page and pull up Hawaii, and you'll find all the Hawaii events there. Master Sha also has 8 centers around the world, including Hawaii, that you can also look into seeing what kind of offerings that they have at the center. So we're very, very grateful that we can serve not only the people of Hawaii, but we can also serve people around the world. So we're super, super excited, and we look forward to having you come back, Dr. Cheryl.
Well, I can't wait to come back. I was just there in March, and it's such a magic place. And congratulations to both of you and your team for creating such a special center right there in the middle of the craziness of Honolulu. It's really an incredible creation that you've put together out of, obviously, your love and dedication to Master Sha and his intention to be able to share his message and his mission in life. So it's very exciting what you're doing. If people want to learn more about your center, they can, and the webcasts of what you're doing, your courses and programs, they can go to drsha.com, or your website is daocenterhawaii.com, correct?
Correct.
Do I have that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So if people want to know more what's going on, or when anyone should happen to be blessed enough to visit Honolulu, certainly visit the center there. You don't want to miss this experience. It's quite profound to be in those meditation rooms. So, here we are at the end of the show. It's gone really quickly. You both have been so generous in sharing your stories, so inspirational. Thank you so much for the wonderful work you're doing and for spending your time with us today. It's just been a wonderful conversation.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Sher. It's been our honor and our pleasure. Thank you so much for having us on, and we say aloha to all your viewers and or listeners, and welcome them to come and visit us here, and just ask for Orlena or Patrick, and we'll be happy to serve any of your listeners that come by.
Yes, welcome you all. Thank you so much, Dr. Sher. It's been such a great joy with you this afternoon.
Good. Thank you so much. I'm sure after our conversation, there'll be a lot of people heading over to visit your center.
We hope so.
That'll be great. So thank you both, Arlena Wong and Patrick Sambueno. And to all of you listening, thank you for another opportunity to be inspired, uplifted, transformed, and healed on the Love Code. And remember, fill your life with love, peace, and harmony. And by the way, the theme song of this show is the chant from Master Sha, Love, Peace, and Harmony. So enjoy it and receive the love. Bye for now.